Good afternoon and welcome to the San Francisco Opera. I am Marcia Green and I will be giving this afternoon's talk on Gaetano Donizetti's The Elixir of Love. Your wrinkles will disappear. Young girls will get smooth skin. It moves paralytics, is effective with apoplectics, asthmatics, diabetics. It cures earaches, scrofula, rickets, and even liver disease. It works well as a cure for toothaches and is a powerful destroyer of mice and bugs. Dulcamara, the quack medicine peddler, in true flamboyant fashion, makes his way into town, hawking his elixir. The fake cure-all is nothing more than a cheap bottle of wine, a Bordeaux, and a lousy one at that. The Elixir of Love is one of the most beloved of Donizetti's operas. It combines touching romance and hilarious comedy with beautiful music. Its human dimension is so universal, it is amazing to realize the opera was written nearly 200 years ago. Listening to the music and arias in Elixir is like listening to a recording of opera's greatest hits. It's just one beautiful melody after the other. Interestingly, the characters have names that reflect their personalities. Belcore, the soldier's name, means beautiful heart. Dulcamara combines two Italian words, dolce, meaning sweet, and amara, meaning sour. Nemorino's name comes from Nemo, nobody. It means little nobody. Well, let's commence with the story. Nemorino, the town bumpkin, is in love with the wealthy and well-educated Adina. Not just infatuation, but true love. Adina is so confident in her privileged position that she doesn't even understand her own feelings about Nemorino. She is reading the story of Tristan and Isolde, ironically all about love, to the townspeople when suddenly the Sergeant Belcore marches into town. He is so captivated by Adina's beauty, he immediately wants to marry her. I wonder why. Only then does Nemorino declare his love for Adina. Again, she declines, but in a way that suggests more, perhaps flirtation. In the meantime, Nemorino is mesmerized by how an elixir could bring Tristan and Isolde together and was wondering if it could work for him. Well, wouldn't you know it, Dulcamara sweeps into town selling a magical elixir. Woo! Nemorino buys a bottle and proceeds to get drunk. Assured of his new prowess, he acts confidently towards Adina. She notices, gets peeved, flirts with Belcore, and to spite the little nobody, accepts Belcore's proposal. When he's ordered to deploy, why, she'll marry him tonight. Desperate Nemorino seeks out Dr. Dulcamara. Guess what? He needs more elixir. To get the money, Nemorino enlists with Belcore to get the signing bonus. Drunk again, he confidently swaggers, only to find that all the women in the village are suddenly after him. Why? They know what he doesn't, that his wealthy uncle died and left him a fortune. Adina is consumed with jealousy and tries to persuade Nemorino to stay. He manages to see a furtive tear on Adina's face and realizes she truly loves him. Adina buys off Nemorino's enlistment. Belcore marches off, and Nemorino and Adina live happily ever after. Oh, I just forgot one more thing. Dul Camara stays around to celebrate the couple and the power of his elixir. Gaetano Maria Dozzetti was born in Bergamo, Italy, in 1797, and displayed his musical talents at an early age. These initial talents led him to compose over 70 operas in his lifetime. Some say he composed more operas than all of the operas of Rossini, Bellini, and Verdi combined. The librettist's wife, Emilia Romani, describes Donizetti. He was very handsome, tall, a slender figure. He had a broad brow crowned with curly black hair. He was likable beyond all description. And the fair sex went mad for him. In 1828, Donizetti had married Virginia Vaselli, the sister of one of his closest friends, and they made their home in Naples. He was deeply devoted to her and never really recovered his happy frame of mind after his death. His stress was intensified by the fact that none of the three children born to them survived birth. But somehow he poured his deep feelings into the operas. Donizetti himself suffered from a severe illness. His death was heartbreaking. He was paralyzed and insane at 48. By late 1845, the symptoms of cerebrospinal syphilis, quite widespread at that time, brought his musical activities to an end. He was placed in a rest home in Paris, and then his friends moved him to his native Bergamo, where he died on the 8th of April, 1848, at the age of 50. Despite all these tragedies, he was able to create countless comic and serious operas. A welcome opportunity arose for Donizetti when in 1832, Milan's Teatro della Canabiana needed a new opera quickly. Donizetti came to the rescue. The manager said he could rewrite some old score. Elixir's librettist, Felice Romani, knew a French opera, Le Filtre, composed in 1831 with the French libretto by Eugène Scribe and the composer Daniel François Esprit Aubert. There is an uncanny resemblance between the two operas. They both take place in Basque country. A town bumpkin loves a rich, sophisticated girl. A flashy sergeant arrives and wants to marry the girl. The boy buys an elixir from a quack. He drinks it, and they live happily ever after. In response to his manager's eager suggestion that he write another composer's work, Donizetti's response was entirely the opposite. I'm not in the habit of patching up my work or that of any other composers. You'll see that I have enough in me to make you an opera in 14 days. What I have done that is good has always been done quickly. Send me Romani. The librettist, Felice Romani, was 10 years older than Donizetti, was short-tempered. When Donizetti asked for an aria for Nemorino in the second act of Elixir, Romani objected. What's the point of having that rustic bumpkin coming in, whining pathetically, when everything must be festive and gay? Donizetti won out. What would the opera, or for matter, Italian opera, be without Una Furtiva Lagrima? Both Le Filt and Elixir are male Cinderella stories. They both have fairy godfathers. Nemorino has Dulcamara, and Guillaume has Fontainebleau. But the Elixir is the real star of the opera, though the Elixir never sings a word. Over history, love potions were used to bring couples together. They have turned up everywhere, from ancient fables to Wagner's Tristan and Isolde to 50s pop songs. Remember the Clovers? Love potion number 9. Remember the little elephant with the gigantic ears that flies? Dumbo's fairy godfather, a kindly crow, gives him one of his own feathers as a placebo. As long as he holds the feather, he can fly like a bird. When the feather blows away in midair, Dumbo plummets. But all at once, he realizes that he can fly, feather or no feather. Dumbo has his own placebo, the black feather. But like Nemorino, he discovers he never truly needed it. Pardon me. The music is written in the bel canto style, beautiful song, the Italian vocal style and technique that places its emphasis on the beauty of sound, the flexibility of the voice, and the brilliance of performance. Here are some examples from the opera. In his aria, Quanto è bella, quanto è cara, how beautiful she is, I adore her. Nemorino listens as Adina reads Tristan and Isolde to the townspeople. He thinks to himself, oh, how lovely she is. Oh, how dear she is. The more I see her, the more I like her. But he also realizes that he is not worthy of her affections. Example 1, please. Quanto è bella, quanto è cara, più la vedo e più mi piace, ma in quel corno la son capace, lieve affetto. Towards the end, you hear him say, I am an idiot. In the aria, Elisir di Perfetta, while reading Tristan and Isolde, Adina finds the potion that brings them together and wonders, if it was such a perfect potion, so rare a quality, I wish I knew the recipe. I would love to try it. Example 2, please. Qualità, talk about pyrotechnics. The phony Dottore Dulcamara exclaims, "Ecco il magico elisir." Here is the magic elixir. Nemorino has just enough money to purchase a bottle. He is so excited that he can't thank Dulcamara enough. But all the time Nemorino is thanking him, Dulcamara is making snide comments. "It's Bordeaux, you idiot, not an elixir. He is truly a simpleton, a dummy. To equal this would be hard to find." Example 3, please. "I am rich and you are beautiful." During the preparation for her wedding to Belcore, Dulcamara and Adina sing a barcarolle for two voices. "Elisilio, son rico e tu e bella." Nina the gondolier girl and the old senator Three Tooth. About a rich senator trying to seduce a beautiful young girl. Example 4, please.
"Io sono ricco, tu sei bella, io ducati, vizi hai tu, perché a me sarai rubella, Nina mia, che vuoi di più?"
Nemorino's achingly beautiful and touching Una furtiva lagrima is one of the most popular arias ever written. Nemorino realizes that Adina's furtive tear confirms that she loves him. Donizetti's music changes to poignancy so effectively that we realize the depths of Nemorino's love. Only a soulful individual could express such deep emotions. Example 5, please.
"Una furtiva lagrima negli occhi suoi spuntò, quella fastosa giovane
So popular was Elixir that just 34 years later, in 1866, playwright W.S. Gilbert of Gilbert and Sullivan wrote a parody of the opera called Dulcamara, or The Little Duck and the Great Quack. On a serious note, the legendary operatic bass baritone Sir Baron Teufel once mused that the Elixir of Love may be the best opera that has ever been written. Certainly audiences through the years have agreed with him, and it has never fallen out of the repertoire. Today, let's see what you think. Audio clips are from the 2008 cast of The Elixir of Love with the San Francisco Opera Orchestra and Chorus, conducted by Bruno Campanella, with Ramon Vargas as Nemorino, Inva Muta as Adina, and Alessandro Corbelli as Dulcamara. The San Francisco Opera values your patronage. Once again, I am Marcia Green, your lecturer, and a longtime San Francisco Opera subscriber and supporter. Thank you very much, and enjoy the opera!